Good evening and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, your daily snapshot of what's happening across our slice of the Eastern Sierra. Tonight, we've got a little bit of everything. Updates from county government, a look at local land decisions, public safety updates, local leadership news, community events, and a strong showing from our local student athletes. It's a kind of mix that proves, once again, around here, there's never a slow day. Before we dive in, a quick thank you to today's sponsor, Bishop Veterinary Hospital, taking great care of the pets who keep our lives interesting. All right, let's get to the news. Inyo County officials are reissuing a request for proposals for an ambulance service provider in the Bishop area. The county is working with the Inland County's Emergency Medical Agency to invite qualified firms to submit competitive bids to operate 911 ground emergency medical transport under an exclusive contract for what is known as Exclusive Operating Area 1. Currently, Sierra Lifelight is providing an ambulance coverage under a non-exclusive agreement funded by the county, the City of Bishop, and the Bishop Paiute Tribe. The successful bidder will be granted an initial 5-year contract with the option for up to 2-year extensions. Service is expected to start no later than September 1st, 2026. The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power has approved the sale of 3 properties in Bishop to existing long-term tenants under its land divestment policy. The policy allows eligible lessees to purchase the land where their businesses operate. The properties were deemed surplus to LADBP's operational needs and are expected to support local businesses and economic development in the region. Adam Perez, LADWP Director of Water Operations, said the sale should provide meaningful benefits to the new owners and hopes the streamlined process will create future opportunities. The combined value of the 3 properties is approximately $610,000, followed by the approval by the Board of Water and Power Commissioners. These sales will move forward to Los Angeles City Council for final consideration. And no word on what properties are being spoke of in the press release from LADWP. CAL FIRE and partnering agencies have issued a smoke advisory for the Independence area starting tomorrow, January 27th through January 30th. Officials say the smoke is expected as crews begin a planned artesian prescribed burn tomorrow. The burn is designed to reduce hazardous vegetation and improve long-term wildfire resilience in the region. Smoke may be visible through the operation and conditions will be monitored daily. Weather changes could affect timing or continuation of the burn. Motorists along Highway 395 could see signage related to the burn, and authorities remind the public that this is a scheduled controlled operation. Do not call 911 if you see smoke in the area. For more information, contact the CAL FIRE Public Information Office listed in the advisory. Your pets are more than animals, they're family. And at Bishop Veterinary Hospital, they're treated that way too. Whether it's a routine checkup, vaccinations, dental care, or those unexpected why is the dog eating socks again moments, the team at Bishop Vet has you covered. They've been caring for Eastern Sierra pets for over 40 years, combining compassion, advanced care, and that small town trust you just can't find anywhere else. Because keeping your best friend healthy means more tail wags, more purrs, and more adventures together. So the next time your furry family member needs care, big or small, head to Bishop Veterinary Hospital. They'll treat your pets like their own and maybe sneak them a treat or two. Bishop Veterinary Hospital, caring for the pets who make our community whole. Officials with Southern Mono Healthcare District today announced a transition in leadership at Mammoth Hospital. CEO Tom Parker has stepped down from his role as of January 23rd, following his announcement of an impending retirement. During his more than 7-year tenure, the district says the organization saw significant growth and carried out its largest expansion in the hospital's history. The board expressed appreciation for Parker's leadership and said it supports his decision to spend more time with family. Effective immediately, Chief Financial Officer Melanie Van Winkle will serve as interim chief executive officer while the district continues its strategic work. The board highlighted Van Winkle's experience and understanding of healthcare operations and finance in announcing her new role. Parker also released a statement saying, "It has been a privilege to lead Mammoth Hospital. I am proud of what our team has accomplished and confident in the organization's direction moving forward." Registration is now open for the 2026 Blake Jones Trout Derby set for Saturday, March 21st, 2026 in Bishop, one of California's longest running and largest single day trout fishing events. The Derby features a blind bogey format open to anglers of all ages. Participants may fish at Pleasant Valley Reservoir and the Owens River, with registration, weighs in, and the award ceremony at the Eastern Sierra Tri-County Fairgrounds in downtown Bishop. Organizers say there will be prizes for early bird signups, biggest fish and catch and release categories, and nearly $10,000 in cash, gear, and local prizes available. The event is part of a community tradition celebrating local fishing heritage and is expected to include activities suitable for families as well as competitors. Can't wait to see you there. Caltrans has released its traffic advisory for Eastern, Kern, Inyo, and Mono counties for this week. In Kern County, crews will be working on State Route 178 West near Chimney Peak Road to replace utility poles, resulting in one-way traffic control. In Inyo County, one-way traffic control is expected on State Route 190 and State Route 168 West as crews work to replace poles in the area. Additionally, work on existing poles on US 395 near Ed Powers Creek Road will result in the closure of the southbound outside lane and shoulder. And over in Mono County, expected one-way traffic control on State Route 120 West and State Route 158 for pole replacements in the respective areas. Motorists are reminded to be attentive to crews and follow posted signs and can use Caltrans Quick Map or the Quick Map app for live traffic conditions. Or always just check the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. You know, we got live traffic conditions on there too. Just saying. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra Now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. And now let's take a quick look at your local sports report, sponsored by Copper Top Barbecue, the best barbecue place in the region, the state, the country, and maybe even the world. There's no exaggeration needed to convey how delicious their barbecue really is. CoppertopBarbecue.com, check it out. Big night on the pitch for the Bishop Broncos girls varsity soccer team. On Tuesday, January 20th, the Lady Broncos rolled to a commanding 16-0 victory over Mojave in a home matchup. In a true team performance, 12 different players found the back of the net, and a number of teammates contributed assists as well. The win marks a strong midpoint in the season and keeps momentum building for the Broncos as they head into their next contest. Later that same week, they competed against Kern Valley and posted a 2-0 shutout victory, keeping their offense rolling and defense solid. Ashley Sandoval and Malia DeVincent each found the back of the net to secure the win. Bishop now shifts focus to their next matchup at home against Fraser Mountain. Over with the wrestling team, the Bishop Bronco wrestling squad delivered a dominant performance in the High Desert League against the Desert Scorpions across multiple weight classes. Every Bronco competitor earned a win via pin or technical fall. Many within the first few minutes of their matches. Dax and Svegina recorded the fastest pin of the night, 56 seconds. Multiple others, including Messi Trejo, Jay Mina, and Gabe Montoya, secured early victories via pin or tech fall. Head coach Brady Howell praised the team's effort and noted that the hard work and practice is showing up in competition. And over on the court, the Bishop Union Broncos boys varsity basketball team picked up a solid league win over Kern Valley, topping their opponent 60-44. The Broncos worked efficient offense and defense to build and maintain a lead throughout the contest. The Broncos look to keep momentum going as league play continues. That's your local sports update, fueling local passion and community pride, proudly sponsored by the one, the only Copper Top Barbecue. Whether it's a big win on the field or a slow smoked goodness of it, off it, support local talent and local flavor first. Visit coppertopbarbecue.com for more.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
over to Mammoth Mountain, where the base depth is holding steady at 62 inches with variable conditions across the hill. Today, skiers and riders have 178 trails open, 24 lifts spinning, and 10 terrain parks ready to go. So there's no shortage of options, no matter how you like to ride. We're starting the week with a mix of sun and a few lingering clouds, but that's expected to clear out in a classic bluebird day. The grooming team has been working hard at work overnight, laying down some truly incredible corduroy. Locals might want to head straight for Roadrunner off the Panorama Gondola, where some of the best turns on the mountain are waiting for you. With 24 lifts on the schedule, there's plenty of terrain to explore today. Whether you're chasing first tracks or cruising groomers well into the afternoon, it's your Mammoth Mountain Ski Report, man. Enjoy the turns, take it easy on those firm morning conditions, and have a great day on the hill. Now for a look at what Mother Nature will be treating us to weather-wise this week. Starting out in Bishop, today is expected to be partly cloudy with highs in the upper 50s and nighttime lows dropping to the upper 20s. Tomorrow, we can expect to see a little more sunshine with highs dropping down to the upper 50s and lows to the low 30s. And by Wednesday, the clouds are expected to make a return, but the high temperatures are expected to stay in the low 60s while the lows increase to the low 30s. Over in Mammoth, this weekend today is expected to be partly cloudy throughout the day with highs in the upper 30s and lows in the single digits. Tomorrow, expect more clouds throughout the day with highs dropping to the upper 30s and lows to the mid-teens. And Wednesday, more of the same can be expected with highs in the upper 30s and lows in the upper teens. If you're looking for the perfect week for outdoor adventures, this might just be it. Not too hot, hopefully not too cold, and a good amount of cloud cover to make for those dramatic social media picks. And that's a look at what's making headlines today. As always, thanks for spending part of your day with us here in Eastern Sierra Now. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow ESN on social media so you don't miss a thing, because the news doesn't take days off, even when it probably should. And don't forget to weigh in on our Epic Eats poll, where we're tracking a very serious question this month: hamburgers. Your vote matters probably more than you think. We're wrapping things up here on a day that also happens to be National Bubble Wrap Day. So if you hear mysterious popping sounds tonight, it's probably not breaking news. Just somebody celebrating responsibly. Or they got an Amazon package. Or five. Thanks again to Bishop Veterinary Hospital for sponsoring today's show. We'll see you next time. And until then, stay informed, stay warm, and enjoy the pop.